Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah Davis, minister of 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, 12th Hour in the Elbert, Texas. Today is March 19, 2024, or is ABIB 10-20-28. We're going to start our first service here with a song. The Stranger of Galilee. And fancied the shore one day of the beautiful murmuring sea. I saw the great crowds as they thronged the way of the Stranger of Galilee. I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see. The lame was made whole by the matchless skill of the Stranger of Galilee. His look of compassion, his words of love, they shall never have forgotten be. And since sick and helpless he saw me there, the Stranger of Galilee, he showed me his hand and his riven side, and he whispered it was for thee. My burdens fell off at the pierced feet of the Stranger of Galilee. And I felt I could love him forever, so gracious and tender was he. I claimed him that day as my Savior, the Stranger of Galilee. I heard him speak peace to the angry waves of the turbulent raging sea, and though at his word on the water still, the Stranger of Galilee. A peaceful, a quiet, and holy calm now and ever abides with me. He holdeth my life in his mighty hand, the Stranger of Galilee. Come ye who are driven and tempest-tossed, and his gracious salvation see. He'll fight life's storms with his peace and his shield, the Stranger of Galilee. He bids me to go and the story tell, whatever to you will be. If only you live and with you abide, the Stranger of Galilee. Oh, my friend, would you love him forever? So gracious and tender was he. Accept him today as your Savior, the Stranger of Galilee.
And then we're going to our
prayer thought taken from Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land that the Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Yahweh did because of Baal Peor. All the men that followed Baal Peor, the Yahweh the Elohim, hath destroyed from among you. But ye that, that cleave unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even in the Yahweh, my Yahweh, even as the Yahweh, my Yahweh, commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath Yahweh so nigh unto them as Yahweh our Yahweh is, and all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed unto thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons, and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Yahweh, thy Yahweh in Horeb, whom the Yahweh said, gather unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Okay. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with the fire, and through the midst of the heaven, with the darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Yahweh spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of the stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you go over to possess it. Take you therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Yahweh spake unto you in Horeb, out of the midst of the fire, to lest you corrupt yourself and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of the male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. Unless thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh thy Yahweh hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven, that the Yahweh hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Furthermore, Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, and swear that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto that good land, which Yahweh thy Yahweh giveth thee for an inheritance, that I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, that ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourself, lest you forget the covenant of the Yahweh your Yahweh, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Yahweh thou Yahweh hath forbidden of thee. For the Yahweh thou Yahweh is a consuming fire, even a jealous Yahweh. When thou shall get children and children's children, and you have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourself and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh thy Yahweh, to provoke him unto anger. For I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from all the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not possess prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in the number among the heathen, whither the Yahweh shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Yahweh thy Yahweh, thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in the tribulation, and all these things have come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn unto Yahweh thy Yahweh, and shall be obedient unto his voice. For the Yahweh thy Yahweh is a merciful Yahweh. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto thee. For ask now of the day that past, which were before thee, since the day that Yahweh created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of the heaven and to the other whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Yahweh speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard, and live? Or hath Yahweh said to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by the temptations, by the signs, and by the wonders, and by the war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, did for you in the Egypt before your eyes? And to thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Yahweh, he is the Yahweh, there is none else beside him. Out of the heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee, and upon the earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Yahweh, he is the Yahweh in the heaven above, and upon the earth, because there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Yahweh thy Yahweh giveth thee forever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him, and in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer, in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and the Ramoth, and Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan and Bashan of the Manassehites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimony and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. On this side Jordan, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at the Heshbon, whom the Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt, and they possessed his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side of Jordan, toward the sun rising, from Arior, which is by the bank of the river Arlon, even unto the Mount Sinai, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side, Jordan, eastward, even unto the sea of the plain, under the springs of Pisgah. This is the end of chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, and I will go into a regular study. Our timely greeting, number 33, by V.T. Holler. Cleansing of the sanctuary, when and how done. Okay. He says, for the germination of the seed represents the beginning of the spiritual life. And the development of the plant is a beautiful figure of the Christian growth. As in a nation, so in a grace. There can be no life without the growth, for the plant must either grow or die. As its growth is silent and impeccable, but continuous, so is the development of the Christian life at every stage of the development. Our life may be perfect, yet if Yahweh's purpose for us is fulfilled, there will be continual advancement, for the sanctification is the work of a lifetime. As our opportunities multiply, our experience will enlarge, and our knowledge increase. We shall become strong to bear responsibility, and our maturity will be in proportion to our privileges. What is our need? Of the prayer this afternoon, let us pray to grow in grace, for there can be no life without the growth, to advance with the truth, to take advantage of all our opportunity, to cooperate with the divine agency, to be willing to bear responsibility, to realize that when we do all these, then our responsibilities will increase, and our maturity will be commensurate to our privileges. End of prayer thoughts. We'll go now into our sermon, Cleansing of the Sanctuary, March 22nd, 1948, V.T. Holler. Our text is found in Daniel chapter 8, verse 14. I shall begin at verse 13. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of the desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. To his question, how long shall be the vision concerning the day and the transgression of the desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under the foot, came the answer, under 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. What is within the 2,300 days? The daily shall be taken away. The transgression of the desolation set up, the sanctuary and the host shall be trodden underfoot. After this, the sanctuary is to be cleansed every morning. Denotes 24-hour days, a full measure of time. The word sacrifice belongs in the text. V.T. Holler says it doesn't belong in the text, but that's just what he originally said that. I changed it. The word sacrifice does belong in the text, because the daily continues on in the New Testament time, the two sacred hours of the day, the third hour and the ninth hour. And so Yahshua had become the sacrifice to take the place of the animal sacrifice of the Old Testament, So Yahshua then becomes the sacrifice of the New Testament. Says so there in Hebrews 12:18-24. Okay. Daniel 8:16-17. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Yalah, which called, and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near it, where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now, the end of your 12-hour day is your 12th hour. And we're in that 12th prophetic hour even as we speak. Since 2002, we entered into the 12th parabolic hour, where the cleansing of the sanctuary started at Gilead Sin in Kermit, Texas, with Brother Johnson, Ancient Men for the House, Ezekiel 9:6. So they started the Ancient Men for the House. 1 Peter 4:17. Judgment must first begin at the house of Yahweh. Well, the house of Yahweh at Kermit, Texas, was where it all began in 2002. Okay. Gabriel's explanation that at the time of the end shall be the vision shows that the paramount importance of the vision is the cleansing of the sanctuary, and that it takes place not in the Daniel's time, and not before the time of the end, but after the 2300 days and in the time of the end. Okay. So the time of the end began in 2002 with the judgment of the living. The opening of the seventh seal, Revelation 8, the Gilead Sin. So that's when the time of the end began. Okay. Now since the 2300 days began somewhere in the 5th century, before Yahshua, as seen in the following verses, and since the vision was to be for many days, for the time of the end, then obviously, with the 2300 days, must be computed as a day for a year, as in the verses of Ezekiel 4:6, chapter 4:6. For the 2300 days, therefore, are actually 2300 years, and the end of which the sanctuary is cleansed. Which signs are to mark the time of the end? Daniel 12:4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even unto the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. For the angel explained that at the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And the fact that men are now running to and fro, and that knowledge has been increased, in itself proves that we are now living in the time of the end, that the vision is now to be understood, and that the sanctuary is now to be cleansed. Well, we know that that met its fulfillment, like I said, starting with the ancient men for the house, Willis Johnson, starting at the Passover 2002. Daniel 8:18-21. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep, on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright, and he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. Okay. The last end.
Okay. For at the time appointed, the time shall be. For the ram which thou sawest, having two horns, are the kings of the Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of the Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Here you see where the prophetic history of this vision began. It begins with the Medo-Persian Empire and carries us in time through the victories of the Alexander the Great, Daniel 8:23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding, dark sentences shall stand up. In the latter end of the Medes and the Greeks, when the transgressors, the Jew, are come to the full, another king or kingdom was to stand up. It was none other than Rome, the kingdom which overran the four Grecian divisions. Daniel 8:26-27. And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told, is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted, and was sick certain days. Afterwards I rose up and did the king's business. And I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. Daniel here confesses that the meager explanation which the Gabriel gave concerning the vision was not sufficient. None could understand it. Consequently, as the time went on, and as he still could not understand the vision, although the set time for the liberation had come, he graphically said, Daniel 9:1-3, 22 and 23, in the first year of the Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Mede, which was made a king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years whereof the word of the Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of the Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Yahshua, unto the Yahweh, to seek by prayer and supplication with the fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. Because Gabriel was to begin where he left off, Daniel 8, he counseled Darius first to consider the vision. He counseled Daniel first to consider the vision. Then said Gabriel, Daniel 9:24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of the sin, and to make reconciliation for the iniquity, and to bring an everlasting righteousness, and to set up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.